weight loss, quick fixes, and Jesus. What do I think about things like using Ozempic to lose a few pounds? Well, buckle up because I'm going to be honest about all that, but not just for the sake of being honest, because I think there are some crucial underlying things that are much bigger at play that we should be addressing about our bodies as women, as believers, as the church. Welcome to Lisa Unfiltered on the Jesus Over Everything show, where I say what I mean what I say, and in every conversation, I pray to keep Jesus at the center. Here we go.
Interested in homeschooling? Classical Conversations can help you lead your child to a world of possibilities by equipping you with a proven curriculum and support from a local community of homeschool families. You're their first teacher. Be their best teacher. Learn how to make homeschooling doable at classicalconversations.com/JOE. That's classicalconversations.com/JOE.
Well, this show is not going to be all about Ozempic, trust me, but I'm going to start there because I know that's what a lot of you might be interested in hearing about. I have been privately talking about Ozempic with my friends for a few months, and so I'm going to talk about it here with you today on this unfiltered show. It was the first time I'd heard about this medication that is used for folks who have a really high A1C, this diabetic medication to help people control their diabetes and that helps people lose weight. Hope I'm saying that right, medical folks. But it's the first time I heard about that, that was being used by people for what people call losing vanity pounds, to lose weight even if your A1C was not out of control, right? So recreationally using it more to slim down, lose 20 pounds, lose 30 pounds, whatever. Because as you know, a lot of Hollywood actresses are already quite thinner than the average woman. So again, if you're not familiar with what Ozempic is, it's that prescription medication for people who have diabetes. They need to lower their A1C and really lower it rather quickly. It was originally meant for patients in a pretty dire condition, needed to get their levels under control quickly. And these were people who would be on the medication and insulin dependent, I believe, from at least what I understand, and I am not a medical doctor. But it has become through the years this latest go-to weight loss drug, something to lose those vanity pounds versus perhaps what was originally intended for diabetic patients. And I know that people are using it for many different reasons. And honestly, as someone who is for the better part of my life, spent time trying to lose weight and being on most diets known to mankind to do it, this has piqued my interest because honestly, in the past, and I've thought about this, in the past, I would have wanted to get on this medication myself. I would have probably asked my doctor if I was a candidate. I would have sought out a way to do it because I wanted to be thin that badly. There was a point in my life where thinness was the goal for me. And I've written about this in really the last couple of books. It wasn't until really, I think The Hard Good, the book that I wrote and released in 2021, that I wrote very candidly about dealing with disordered eating in late college and even seminary and on into early adulthood. I struggled with that because here I was in seminary as a young 20-something living off of Skittles and Diet Coke. And that was my survival. That was the way that I was getting through. I mean, I was literally consuming barely any calories. And the ones that I was consuming weren't fuel for my body at all, but I just wanted to be thin. And so again, this show is not about Ozempic and my feelings about it or thoughts about using it to lose vanity pounds. I mean, I want to tell you, I have them. Some of them I shared on my friend Elisa Keaton's show, if you're interested, but it's a lot bigger than that. It is about our why. And that is what is so important here. It is about the means that we will use and the lengths that we will go to be thin or beautiful. It is the message we are sending young women or as spiritual leaders or people others respect that shrinking is beautiful and thinness shows value, and people's perception of a body that is small is that that person is a more disciplined person to be that way, even if the way they got that way wasn't actually discipline at all. I realize that everybody listening to this show has a different story here. So please understand that when I say this, if you've chosen weight loss surgery or some kind of other thing, I'm not saying that that choice was an easy one. All of our bodies are very different. And by the way, for the person who right now is saying, well, what about the obese culture? Let me tell you something, friends. I've talked about the problems on the other side of things on my other podcast, Ministry Strong. I understand there are problems on all sides here. And that's why this show is so important, because this conversation isn't intended to be a shaming one. I'm also tired of that narrative, by the way, that if someone names a problem, that we're shaming someone about it. No, we have got to be able to talk about this, because what's happened is so many times we say, oh, it's shaming someone. And so in that way, we have stopped our ability to keep ourselves or anyone else accountable and offer help. It is okay and even good to be able to say, listen, let's look at the reality of this. We are robbing ourselves of emotional, physical, and spiritual health by these quick fixes to weight loss, and we're doing it for the wrong reasons. And I think that's important to be able to say this. We can be better than that. These things are causing us to see ourselves in a skewed way. Never thin enough, never good enough. Listen, food is not the enemy. God gave us food. It's important that we treat our bodies well in the way we eat and the way we think about eating. So I think we have to ask ourselves these questions, whatever we're taking or doing or however we are dealing with body stuff. Okay, you ready? Number one, am I being honest in how I'm approaching my issues with my body? Am I being honest about it? Because listen, a lot of us are not being honest about it. We're not being honest with anybody else. We're not being honest with ourselves. We're just wanting to look good. We're just wanting to be thin, whatever the case may be. Number two, am I being healthy inside and out in how I'm approaching my body? Am I being healthy in how I'm doing it? Number three, is my approach to my body about how it looks or how it feels? How it looks or how it feels. And these questions are so important, friends. Speaking of Elisa Keaton, we had my friend on the show this week, and we talked all about how this issue of the body is spiritual. It is body, mind, spirit. The truth is, I didn't realize this until probably 5 years ago. I mean, really recently. I wish when I was younger, I had learned that how I treated my body was very spiritual. It was all tied to the way that I worship God, the way that I honor God. We are so disconnected. We disconnect our bodies with our spiritual life, and it's wrong because it's all interconnected. And sometimes I still struggle with this because I'm an imperfect human that still is walking through life imperfectly. When I wrote The Heart Good, as I mentioned, I realized how much of my life I was dealing with internal things, emotional things, but I didn't make the connection of how my physical tied in. And when I wrote a chapter on showing up when you want to shut down, and I started to really think about how we physically shut down when our bodies show us signs that we're upset or mad or afraid, I began to realize then my relationship with food has also been so tied to this. I knew then that I had to deal with it, and especially generational body stuff. My own father, who I share so many mannerisms even with, so much gifting with, so many of the same qualities and characteristics. He died at age 75, relatively young still. He was once very active and he played lots of sports and he worked out and he had hip surgery at about, I think he was 72, and he came home from the hospital and he became very, very sedentary. And he also had a rare brain disorder, which then eventually took away his mobility. But even before then, his muscles really atrophied from not moving his legs after that hip surgery. He didn't get up even when he could get up. And my job is very sedentary also. I sit a lot. And so I've always been a very active person and I've moved a lot and I've worked out and I've exercised. And I, at a certain point several years ago, found myself becoming very sedentary too. My legs started hurting and I started not being able to get around as well. My back started hurting. And honestly, it scared me because before you know it, so many of these things generationally can even come back into play. And I realized, no, this is not about being thin. This is not about people thinking I look good or not look good. This is about not being relevant by being or looking young or beautiful. This is not Hollywood. This is my spiritual act of worship to move the body that God gave me to house my soul and mind in. It's not even really about me. I got to do it to honor Him. And so I don't know where you are on your body journey. I just wanted to share this piece of my heart with you today because it's really important to me. This is not to Ozempic shame anyone if that's something that you're taking to lose weight. It's not about weight loss surgery. It's not about any of that. I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of quick fixes, but you're your own person and you got to decide with your own motives and your situation for yourself. And that's why I gave you questions to even just ask yourself. But what I'm going to encourage you to do is to be honest with yourself about what you need to do now to honor the body that God has given you. Do you need to move more? Do you need to fuel your body better? Because you're here to glorify God and to live your life for kingdom purpose. And if what you're doing in and with your body is not supporting that, if this is about getting thin, if this is about being noticed, if this is about vanity, versus longevity, so that you can use your life to honor God and use your life for the kingdom of God and the gifts and the talents that He's given you and the breath that He's put in your body, then you got it all wrong. The beautiful thing about every day is that we get a chance to do it a little bit different. So I just think it's time to be truly healthy rather than the healthy that we often pretend to be in every single way. And trust me, I can relate. I love you. Jesus loves you more. Thanks for being with me today on Joe.
You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us wherever you get podcasts. If you love this show, would you help spread the word by leaving us a short review and rating? It helps people find us and hear more about Jesus.